My dearest daughter, Lucy, I'm writing y'all to tell you how much I appreciated your latest package from England, Fairport Convention's album Rising from the Moon. You can hear it in the background. I tell you, when I sent you to school over there, I never knew there was such thing as music from the English countryside. I mean, I knew it, but I didn't know it, you understand? But Fairport Convention's album, Rising for the Moon, made a believer out of me. I mean, it's real good, and it's on Island Records and tapes, too. Love, Dad. P.S. Please send more leather goods.
Fairport Convention. We'll be at the Beacon Theater this Saturday, September the 20th. Just discussing fall a moment ago and all the things you have to do, like get new books. There's usually one thing I always like to do come fall. You get awful tired of looking at yourself, at your summer self, I might say. Your hair's generally all bleached out. At least mine always gets very light from the sun. Your skin gets kind of parched. Your hair gets frizzy on the ends, and when that tan begins to fade, it's neither here nor there. It isn't tan, it isn't yet white. It's just a lot of ugly spots. That's when I always feel the need of doing something different to myself. You know, just kind of, that's like a kind of a refresher course. And buying something new to wear isn't really quite enough. It's a little bit of a change in your appearance that you need to bolster you up to face the long, oh, cold winter. I usually get my hair trimmed. You know, maybe cut bangs or put it up or take it down or something opposite. And if that's what you've got in mind, may I recommend Harold's? And, well, for a number of reasons. I was over there. I checked it out, as I told you, when they came to the show, and I was really delightfully surprised at what a great place it is. But I figured no matter what you're going to do to yourself, Harold's is there to do it, because they've got it all going under one roof. If you want to cut your hair, they'll do that. If you want to change the color, they'll do that too. If you want a permanent, that's okay. If you want to straighten what you got, that's fine. If you want a hairpiece, hey, that's, you know, a lot of us have those problems. They'll make it for you, and they make good ones. If you have too much hair in places like where it shows, like where it doesn't belong on your face, they'll take it off for you. They've got a great new method. I'm sure you've heard of it, Depilatron. And it is something very extraordinary. It's permanent hair removal without any discomfort of any kind, and that's unique. Let's see what else they can. Oh, they can help your skin. They give facials, pore cleansing. They have an acne control plan. Did I miss anything? I don't think so. If you just need a little bolstering mentally, the atmosphere over at Harold's is dynamite. I mean, they're really nice, friendly, helpful people in a beautiful layout. Not too fancy, but on the other hand, not so funky that you feel, you know, too hang out. It's got kind of a private club atmosphere, and the hours are just terrific, no matter what your hours are. They're open from 7:30 in the morning until midnight, and that's for hair styling and hair care, and skin treatments and the hairpiece clinic are open from 9 in the morning till 9 at night. Harold's Total Beauty and Grooming Salon, and the best part of it is it's right here in Midtown Manhattan, 342 Madison Avenue, New York City. You do need an appointment, 986-3111, 986-3111. Give them a call. Tell them Allison recommended you, and, you know, just, if you want to discuss it first, by all means, they're very, very nice. They'll be glad to give you any information you need. 986-3111, Harold's Total Beauty and Grooming Salon. It's like a one-stop for your fall reconversion.
You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle.
The fantastic Gil Scott Heron and the Midnight Band in concert. Plus, the exciting jazz funk of the Brecca Brothers. And that's not all. There's the powerful 11th House Band featuring Larry Coryell and the concert debut of the most exciting new drummer in America today, Harvey Mason. And there's still more. Anthony Braxton, the acclaimed Downbeat Critics Award winner. And finally, the absolute wizardry of Ursula Dudziak. Arista Records salutes New York with six great artists and one sensational concert. See Gil Scott Heron, the Brecca Brothers, Larry Coryell and the 11th House, Harvey Mason, Anthony Braxton, and Ursula Dudziak, all in one incredible afternoon concert beginning noon on Sunday, September 21st at City Center. Tickets are $6.50 and $5.50 at City Center, West 55th Street, and all Ticketron outlets. All profits from the concert will be donated to the City of New York.
have it all on my mind. I got rambling. I got rambling all on my mind. My baby, but she treats me so unkind.
Two sensational live performances. Eric Clapton from the current album, EC Was Here, Ramblin' on My Mind, and Rory Gallagher from the Irish Tour, and I Wonder Who. And I wonder what's happened with Rory Gallagher. We haven't heard from him in a long time. This is WNEW-FM in stereo.
What did happen on the Cahoolawassee River?
Damn it, we can get out of this thing without any questions asked.
I don't want any part of it.
You are part of it.
What did happen on the Cahoolawassee River?
Oh, go on! My gosh!
Deliverance, starring John Voight and Burt Reynolds. Deliverance, from Warner Brothers. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Deliverance and Clockwork Orange is now playing at a theater near you. The Bottom Line welcomes tonight through Sunday Barbara Cook and Gotham. September 23rd through 28th, Grover Washington Jr. and Al Jarreau. September 29th through October 1st, Flo and Eddie and the Turtles. October 2nd through 4th, Aragon and the Gary Burton Quintet, with special guest Everhard Weber. October 6th and 7th, An Evening with Weather Report. Shows are 8:30 and 11:30. The doors open at 6:30 for dinner. For information, call 228-7880.
If you're looking into a career in radio or television broadcasting, the Connecticut School of Broadcasting in nearby Stratford, Connecticut, issues you the following challenge. Compare our school with any other broadcasting school. That's how sure we are. Our motto is learn by doing. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Stratford, Connecticut has modern, fully equipped studio classrooms. You do newscasts, DJ shows, interviews in front of real mics and TV cameras. These same studios are yours to practice in for hours when class is over. You'll learn all you need to know from the people most qualified to teach you, area radio and TV pros. People in the business. Compare this with other broadcasting schools. Compare our placement list. Hundreds of Connecticut School of Broadcasting grads placed at key stations from coast to coast. Call for an audition interview. Call area code 203, then 378-5155. That's Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Stratford. Area code 203, then 378-5155.
This is brand new from Dan Fogelberg.
But never thought I'd catch you. You said you loved me, but you had to be free, and I let you. When did I let you? We walked together through the gardens and graves. I watched you grow to be promises that nobody gave to no one. Well, they were given to no one.
Dan Fogelberg from his new album, and The Last Nail. Captured Angel is the album. 2 minutes past one, WNEW-FM 102.7 on your dial, Metro Media Stereo in New York. I'm the Night Bird here, Allison Steele. We fly together until 2 o'clock. I do have the weather if you want to know what's happening before you crash. It's not good. It's not good. It's cloudy and breezy. There'll be periods of rain, very likely overnight. Low temperatures around 60. More of the same during the day today, Friday. Cloudy, chance of rain or drizzle. Upper 60s are the predicted temperatures. And then it'll be cloudy again tonight, Friday night, in the mid-60s again, and cloudy again on Saturday. The only difference is it will be warm, according to the Weather Bureau, but still a chance of some showers. The high will be around 80. The updated statistics, the weather in Central Park still sprinkling. That's about the best or the strongest the way they can describe what's happening rain-wise out there. Winds are from the east at 7 miles an hour. The humidity 73%, and the temperature in Central Park 61 degrees. Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.